From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel in Washington.
And I'm Madeline Brand in California. The Obama administration faces an increasing challenge in its dealings with Iran. The political situation there remains tense. Despite riot police and militia in the streets of Tehran, protesters are out marching in significant numbers. And disagreements within Iran's ruling clerical establishment appear to be deepening. All this makes it harder for the U.S. to fashion its approach to Iran, as NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
On Tuesday, protesters came out into the streets of Tehran in the hundreds, perhaps thousands, and they were met with more police violence. Once again, video and audio turned up on the internet showing people running in the streets, blocking traffic and clashing with police. The demonstrations yesterday followed by just 4 days, a huge gathering, tens of thousands of people attending Friday prayer services conducted by former President Ali Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani. Rafsanjani has been somewhat of a mystery during this political crisis, which began with the disputed June 12th presidential election. Since then, there has been much murmuring about Rafsanjani's opposition to President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and to Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei. But last Friday, he made it clear publicly he does sympathize with those who believe the election was rigged and with those who have been imprisoned during the protests. That only served to highlight the huge gap among Iran's top clerics, and it forced the Supreme Leader into another public appearance Monday, where he warned Iran's elites to be careful what they say in public. The elite should know, Khamenei said, that any comments, deeds, and analysis which help them will be counter to the direction the nation is moving in. All of us should be very cautious. Lines now have been drawn quite clearly, says Hamid Dabashi, professor of Iranian studies at Columbia University, who was attending a protest himself today outside United Nations headquarters in New York.
If you put Rafsanjani and Khamenei's speech next to each other, it means the fracture that has been created in the post-June 2009 presidential election is getting deeper and deeper.
Clerical disagreement is only one factor in Iran's evolving political crisis. Just as important, if not more so, is the open defiance of Iran's government in the streets. Protesters have looked for any excuse to mount marches or demonstrations. Rafsanjani's speech was one obvious moment. Yesterday, it was a relatively obscure anniversary of a nationalist challenge to the Shah of Iran 57 years ago. With chants such as "Down with the dictator," the protests in the streets are now challenging the very foundation of Iran's Islamic Republic, says Dabashi.
So we are no longer talking about simply a group of demonstrators pouring into the streets and demanding a recount. We are talking about the open and public manifestation of a deep fracture in the very body politics of the Islamic Republic.
The police presence in the streets of Tehran has not been able to stop this movement. The police are out in force, and they have orders to use tear gas, truncheons, and aggressive tactics to break up even small protests. Nevertheless, there are many in Tehran and other Iranian cities who are challenging the police, says Mehrzad Borogherdi, director of Middle East Studies at Syracuse University.
Fear as a deterrent is not as effective as it used to be. Even though the government seems to have the upper hand right now controlling the situation, we certainly have not seen the last chapter of the events by any stretch of imagination.
The continuing turmoil has made it somewhat difficult for the Obama administration to work out an approach to Iran. Last week, in a speech before the Council on Foreign Relations, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had some highly critical words for the Iranian authorities.
We watched the energy of Iran's election with great admiration, only to be appalled by the manner in which the government used violence to quell the voices of the Iranian people, and then tried to hide its actions by arresting foreign journalists and nationals and expelling them and cutting off access to technology. As we and our G8 partners have made clear, these actions are deplorable and unacceptable.
Yet the Obama administration made it clear from the start that it wants to pursue engagement with Iran, and Secretary of State Clinton said that is still the goal, with some limits.
We remain ready to engage with Iran, but the time for action is now. The opportunity will not remain open indefinitely.
Just how the administration can take that step while many in Iran are still facing police truncheons and arrest is not clear. Mike Schuster, NPR News.